Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at the house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Our readings today focus on intercessory prayer and how we are called in prayer to intercede for one another. We hear Abraham interceding on behalf of the innocent people who are living within Sodom, a cesspool of sin, of perversion of sexuality and immorality, a selfishness that has no place for God. In our gospel reading, we hear a man who goes in intercession for a friend who had traveled on a journey. But the purpose of intercessory prayer and the perfect intercessor for those who are in most need comes to us from the second reading of St. Paul to the Colossians, when he tells us how Jesus becomes the intercessor for us, that he intercedes for those who are dead in sin by stretching himself out upon the cross and offer himself to the Father in love of the Father for the salvation of all. To be an intercessor, what it means that we become the bridge. We become the bridge between God and man. As we hear in the Our Father, we become the bridge of bringing the kingdom of God in heaven and making it on earth the same. I know all of us probably spend most of our prayer time in intercession for others. I think sometimes we get lost in what we desire for our loved ones because we want lives here to be ones at peace, the ones that we can really enjoy. So we find ourselves praying for health and wealth. We find ourselves praying for success and even placement of our own children in the successful place of life. But there is really only one thing, as Jesus teaches us upon the cross, there is only one thing that is necessary. And that is to pray always for the protection from death, spiritual death, to stay harm's way out of sin that can consume you, as it was consuming the people of Sodom. Here's a conversation that never takes place in hell. When I was on earth, I drove a Ferrari. So what? You're on fire now. Here's a conversation that never takes place in heaven. When I was on earth, I drove a Ferrari. So what? You can fly now. The things that we think that are so important, the things that we desire for each other, is because we want our lives to be complete, fall short of what we really need to desire for one another. And that is spiritual safety. To be protected from sin and death. And this is how we are to pray. Jesus tells it in the parable beautifully, that when we have nothing of our own to give, that is when we intercede on behalf of others, is it not? And when we intercede, we ask for 3 loaves for daily bread. Because there are 3 things that are necessary to have in order to be protected. And that is mercy, grace, and hope. Yes, it's okay to pray for those who are sick. We should pray for them. We should pray for those who are troubled with where their lives are. We should pray that they can come out of it and begin to experience the goodness of this world because God created it. But we should never lose our place as the bridge or intercessor and fail to ask for the 3 things that are necessary that you and I cannot give. If we're praying for someone who is sick, and you want to make that prayer perfect, then also pray that God gives them His mercy. Ask for His mercy for them, because you will receive it. For we always need to be cleansed of our own sins so that we can prepare for what God has in store for us. Pray always for grace. What does grace mean? It means the awareness of God's presence in our midst. And why do we want to pray for that for our loved ones? So they know they never walk alone. They're always walking in the presence of Christ. That is what you should seek for them. And that is what you should pray that they will find. And finally, knock for them so that hope will be given, that the door of eternal life will always be the goal. To know that not only are they forgiven of their weakness on their journey, protected from the sin that pulls them away from the presence of God's grace, but all in all, the journey in and of itself is less important than the task of preserving and preparing to share in the joy of that life eternal. So what should be our mission this week? I think we should be reminded that our mission should be the same every week, and that is to become saints. And how do you and I become saints? We have to take the ordinary, because you and I are ordinary, our lives are ordinary, and make them extraordinary. And today we're asked to take ordinary lives, the lives of our loved ones, and make them extraordinary by being a perfect intercessor. To pray for that mercy, grace, and hope. So when you come forward to receive Holy Communion, when you come forward as Anthony will for the very first time, let's imitate him today. Let us pretend as well that this is the first time we get to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. So that when you go to pray as an intercessor after receiving him, do as Jesus said. Ask and it will be given to you in the Holy Spirit. First, ask for the gift of wisdom. Because the intercessor who prays for wisdom is always pointed back to the Father. And the Father reveals his love for us in the prayer Jesus taught. And then you can ask for that daily bread. Pray for his mercy. For yourself. so that when you know forgiveness of sin, you are more than willing and desire to pray for others or take their ordinary life and raise it up in His forgiveness. Pray for that grace to know that God walks with you always so that you can confidently tell others the same. And pray for hope, because whatever we accomplish here, whether it is a VW or a Ferrari, it matters less in the kingdom of God. And finally, share this mission with three others. And I promise I will do the same. In our first story from the book of Genesis, Abraham begins to intercede for the innocent people of Sodom, a true cesspool of evil and sin and immorality. And he starts at 50. He was hoping that perhaps maybe there were 50 innocent people. He gets all the way down to 10. And if you read further on, he not only begs for the last time, God leaves his presence after he asks to save Sodom for 10 people. Because there were really only 6 people who were going to be saved. Lot and his family. And of the 6, 2 did not want to go. The son-in-laws who were married to Lot's daughters did not want to go. They stayed. See what a grip sin can have on our lives when we're distracted from truth. And the daughters didn't even want to go. The angels had to literally drag them out of the city so that they could be saved. And that's what an intercessor does. They drag people out of the way of sin. Such an important message for us in our prayer.